We serve a wonderful God, and I'm so thankful that Jesus changed my life. I want this Christmas to be about Jesus, and I want your life to be about Jesus. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Now, don't get too excited. Just one verse this morning, but I don't know. I can't promise you how long the message will last this morning. But Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Now, when it comes to Christmas, I understand that all of us, we get caught up in all the festivities of Christmas. We get caught up in the gift-giving, shopping, and how many are completely done with your Christmas shopping? Raise your hands. All right, I don't see too many men. I see a couple men, all right? How many men have not started yet? All right, they kind of like this. Yeah, right, okay. But you know, you get caught up in decorating the tree, you get caught up in Christmas decorating, and you forget about Jesus Christ. It's His birthday. It's about Jesus Christ. I want us to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. As Brandon said, this was written by Isaiah about 700 years before Jesus Christ was born. It was a very dark time in the life of the Israelites. It might be a dark time in your life, but I believe the bright spot is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are over 250 names that were given to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to look at some of those names this morning, and I believe they can help us in our Christian life, our daily life, as we live it upon this earth. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, is for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Oh God, this morning, my heart is full of gratitude to a wonderful Savior that You would save a sinful person like me. Lord, I'm so thankful that You died on the cross for every person in this room this morning. And Lord, someday we'll be with You in heaven if we know You as our personal Savior. Now I ask, Father, this morning that we would focus on our attention upon the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Lord, Your life wasn't easy. You went to a cruel cross for us. Oh, Lord, help us to focus upon a wonderful Savior this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe some of you can remember that time you picked out a name for your child. And there have been on several occasions when I would go to the hospital to visit some parents. And I would ask them, what is the name of your baby? They said, I don't know. I said, that's a hard name, isn't it? I mean, later on in life, what's your name? I don't know. They finally came up with a name days later. But you know, names are very important, especially in Bible times. Names were very, very important. I remember meeting a girl years ago. Her name was Pepsi. I asked her, I said, I hope you don't like Coke more than Pepsi. She goes, no, I like Pepsi. Wouldn't it be terrible you name me Pepsi? She said, get me a Coke. I've had people in our church that was named Sunshine and Star and Dallas. All kinds of different names. There are over 250 names for the Lord Jesus Christ, and each name means something to us this morning. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you might say, well, Pastor, what do I get by being a Christian? I can say, well, you get to go to heaven, amen. You can escape hell, amen. You have the Holy Spirit. You can understand the Bible. But the greatest thing you get is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's with us all the time. If you're taking notes this morning, first of all, we want to look at His personality. His personality. In verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Now, why do we need good counsel today? Because we live in a very wicked and sinful world. Our hearts deceive us all the time. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? If we're not in the Word of God daily, we are being deceived. Have you ever been given the wrong advice before? I remember on several occasions, when we first moved to this town, someone said, you need to drive out to Downs and see the Christmas lights.
And my wife and I, we got into the car and we drove 45 minutes to Downs, and we drove through Downs. It took about a minute and a half. And we're wondering if that person was our friend or enemy. It wasn't anything special about the lights. And maybe someone gave you some advice sometime about buying a car or going to a restaurant or some other advice. I remember when I was in college, there was a guy that was working with me. I worked at B Industries for a while, and we had to put a little hole in a bolt. And he sat across from me. His name was Ron. He says, "Hey, there's this product called Mexico. I'm curious this morning, has anyone ever heard of Mexico? Would you raise your hand?" All right, one couple people, all right. And he said, this will transform transportation. He said, you pour a little bit in, 2 ounces in your gas tank, and it'll increase your gas mileage by about 4 or 5 miles per gallon. I thought, wow. He had me all pumped up. He said, I want you to go to Milwaukee, and there was this fancy motel and they had a great dinner. And the salesman said, you know, you buy 4 cases of this stuff and you can get it for $10 a bottle instead of $15. And this stuff will be great. Poor college student. I took my life savings, $500. I bought several cases. You know what I found out? People didn't want it. I couldn't even give it away. I did everything they told me to do. You know what it was good for? Charcoal fluid lighter. That's what I used it for. All my investment. Man, we had the best the most expensive charcoal fluid lighter. But folks, we need wise counsel all the time. I want to give you some reasons why he's our wonderful counselor. Because he's qualified to be our wonderful counselor. Because of the age and experience. You know, if I have a plumbing problem, I'll get on the internet, and if there's a place that says we've been in business for 3 years, or there's a place that says we've been serving the community for 50 years, I'll go to the person that's been serving the community for over 50 years. God has always been here. No beginning, no end. He is our wonderful counselor because of his age and experience. Folks, that tells me, as James 1:5 said, if you lack wisdom, you can go to God. Now, he gives you wisdom that doesn't make sense to us. He tells you the way up is down. That's not what the world will tell you. He tells us to forgive instead of being bitter. He tells us to lay up treasures, not in this earth, but up in heaven. He gives us advice not to be served, but to serve others. He tells us in the Word of God how to get to heaven. He gives us wonderful counseling. Jesus also has the knowledge. He understands. You see, you can go to someone this morning and you can pour out your heart to them and they really don't understand. Even if they tell you, I understand, they don't understand. Well, I'm thankful the Lord Jesus Christ does understand. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, the Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He's not up in heaven, out of touch with mankind. He understands your pain this morning. He understands your sorrow. And when I pour out my heart to God and say, God, no one understands, He says, I understand. He's a perfect Heavenly Father. His personality, He's a wonderful counselor. You talk about His education. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? So Isaiah has this question, who's ever counseled God? Or being His counselor has taught Him? With whom took He counsel? And who instructed Him and taught Him in the path of judgment and taught Him in knowledge and showed to Him the way of understanding? No one has. You see, God up in heaven, He doesn't have all the deacons get together for a board meeting. No one advises Him. God has perfect wisdom, and there's nothing that we can go through that is too hard for God. He always gives us the wisest counsel. He invites us to come to Him. You know His price is right. Some counselors charge $100 an hour, some $150 an hour, some $350 an hour. You know how much God charges us? Nothing. He says, I want you to just humble yourself. Come to me. He's your wonderful counselor because he's always available. Have you ever tried to get hold of someone and you had a very important decision to make? And maybe you got on your phone and your dad wasn't available. Your mom wasn't available. Your friends weren't available. I'm thankful this morning God is always available. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know what I'm thankful for this morning? God always gives me the perfect advice. He never gives me the wrong advice, the wrong counsel. It's always right on. Hosea 14:9, who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. His way is always dependable. I can open my Bible and I can trust every word I read because it's from a holy God who makes no mistakes. You know what his motives are right? Maybe someone that gives you counsel, their motive isn't right. They have their own agenda. God loves you more than anyone else loves you. And his motive's right. His motives are always pure. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. No wonder Isaiah said he should be called the Wonderful Counselor. Notice secondly, not only his personality, but his power. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. The Mighty God. See, there's nothing too hard for God. No matter what you bring to God, it's not too hard for him. He spoke this world into existence. He's our Mighty God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And that word renewed means to exchange. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm going through a tough situation in life, I say, God, I can't do it. I'm weak. And God says, I'll give you my strength. And he can do all things. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings, with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. The Apostle Paul, a great man of God, said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. He said, when I am weak, then am I strong. You know what Paul said? When I get to a point in my life when I don't know where to turn, I don't know if I can make another step. Paul said, when I'm weak, he is strong. No wonder he's our mighty God. His permanence. Notice, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government should be upon his shoulder, and his name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Amen to that. My dad several years ago died, and he's in heaven now. But I have an everlasting Father. What that tells me, I can go to God anytime. 5 years from now, if Jesus doesn't return, I can go to God. 5 years ago, I went to God. People throughout the centuries have gone to God. People throughout the world are going to God. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is always the same. He doesn't change. Isaiah 28, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is ever lasting strength. What a comfort. I don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow, but I know this. He's my everlasting, ever-living Father. There is nothing too hard for God. What a blessing. He is my strength. You see His preeminence in verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's the Captain of Peace. Peace comes from Him. And when you look around this world, especially in Washington, there's no peace there. There's no peace in our world. There's no peace in our hearts many times. But He is the Prince of Peace. You see, there was a time when I didn't know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I was troubled in my heart. I was afraid of dying. And it wasn't until I accepted Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, as my Lord and Savior, then I had peace in my heart. A peace that only Jesus can give you. I don't know your heart's condition this morning, but maybe you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, my heart's troubled. I'm afraid of death. I don't know where I'll spend eternity when I die. I'm thankful that the Prince of Peace came for you. You see, when we receive Jesus Christ, because He is our peace, before that, we were enemies to God. And Jesus came to be born in Bethlehem, lived 33 and a half years without sinning, died on the cruel cross of Calvary, arose 3 days later, and is coming again. And He's the one that brought peace for me. Can you imagine if you didn't have peace with God? A holy, almighty, righteous God who knows everything about us. There's nothing we can hide from Him. Can you imagine, as the Bible said, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. I am thankful for Jesus Christ and the peace that He gives us. But not only does He give us peace with God Almighty, He gives us peace among ourselves. We live in a world where there's not much peace. And maybe this morning you don't have peace in your heart towards someone. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ came to give us peace. In John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He's the Prince of Peace. John 16, 33, that in me ye might have peace. Romans 12, 18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. What a blessing, because the Prince of Peace lives in my heart. I can have peace with all men. Years ago, it was 1861. Henry Longfellow was going through a very discouraging time in his life. His wife had died in a house fire, tragic death. Then on top of that, the Civil War started in 1861. 2 years later, his son, fighting in the Civil War, got severely wounded. It was Christmas Day. He sat down at his desk, heart filled with sorrow, depressed, was wondering if God was really for him. And he heard the church bells. And as he heard the church bells, he penned these words, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet their words repeat, a peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong, and mocks the song, a peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth He sleep. The wrong should fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. No wonder Isaiah said He is our wonderful Counselor, our mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But the best thing about this verse is at the beginning, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now Wednesday morning, many of you will gather around your tree. And there'll be presents under your tree, and they'll have your name on some of those presents. And you'll pick that gift and you'll unwrap it. But the greatest gift of all is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He extends that gift to you this morning. But it's not yours until you take it. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Don't allow another Christmas to go by without receiving Him into your life and into your heart. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, no one look around, please. I want to search your heart this morning. If you're not sure you're on your way to heaven, you came to the right place because He's your wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He loves you this morning. He wants you to receive Him as Lord and Savior of your life. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one looking around. Maybe you're a guest, maybe you're a faithful attender, but you say, Pastor, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I'm 100% sure that I'm going to heaven when I die. I'd like for you to pray for me. Would you lift that hand this morning? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Is there someone like that here? Thank you. Anyone else? We just raise your hand. Just say, Pastor, you don't have to say a word. Just raise your hand. I won't embarrass you. Anyone at all? How many Christians would say, you know, Pastor, my life has not been about Jesus Christ. It's about been about me. It's been about my happiness. It's been about other things, but not Jesus. And I've received counsel, but not from the Lord. I lean it to my own understanding. I need to get my counsel from a God who never makes a mistake. Here's my hand. Please pray for me. God bless you. 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 How many this morning with uplifted hand we say, Pastor, I need to trust Him. He's my everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace in my life. Here's my hand. Please pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.